Sports.com.
Thursday edition of the What's On Your Mind preview for August 29th. Heading into the Labor Day weekend, Mark Skogerbilt, Mark the Freedom Boat, host of the Common Sense Club, joins me for a check of news headlines here today. I'm out in Bismarck today, Mark. Made that long trek from, well, it was quite a trek, really, to Fargo, Williston, back through Watford City and down 85 Grassy Butte. And Belfield over to Dickinson, back to Bismarck, and tonight later back to Fargo, traveling the great state of
Maryland. 1,132 miles.
Did you calculate that quickly?
Well, I kind of approximated, you know.
Probably was. I don't know. Maybe not quite.
Anyway, it was. I could tell you were bored. You texted me. And anyway, we had a little prayer about it.
I was in the middle of nowhere. I can't even remember when I texted you, but that wouldn't be unusual, would it, for us to be exchanging texts?
No, all we do that almost every day, almost every day of the week, just about, I would say. It's good to stay connected, Scott. Scott and I are kind of prayer buddies, and that's something, folks, we need a lot of in this world. And we share Bible verses and stuff, too. Did you happen to run into some inclement weather? There was some pretty wild thunderstorms and stuff going on, which... people said hallelujah.
Yeah, we need the rain, don't we? It was funny because, speaking of text, I didn't look at my phone in the middle of the night, but if I had, I'd have found a text from my wife who said the dogs were causing a ruckus. And it was because of a thunderstorm that was rolling through Fargo, but at the exact same time there was one rolling through Bismarck. It had me wide awake looking out the window going, what the heck is going on out here anyway? I think some precept in Bismarck, but not a whole bunch, but a lot of noise. But I understand you got a decent amount in Fargo Moorhead. Is that right?
Well, everything's wet and smells great, so that's usually a good sign.
There you go.
Shiny greenness everywhere I put my eye.
They're very nice. Well, let's dig into some headlines here today, and just checking out the Fargo Forum and. They've got a story about a family affected by a heroin overdose. At the same time, we've got a story of a heroin seizure that led to the arrest of an individual. It's kind of a strange story because you remember the carjacking that was reported last week?
Yeah.
The individual that reported the carjacking last week was arrested this week. In connection with what Fargo police are describing as the city's largest ever heroin seizure in recent memory.
Wow.
I guess not largest ever, but largest at least in recent memory. 300 to 500 doses of the drug at a street value of about $18,000.
Wow.
And it would seem to me if someone was engaged in that kind of activity, they probably wouldn't want to, you know, report other wrongdoing, right?
No, they were probably... They were probably under the effects of something strange like heroin, horse, smack.
To making money on this, that they're using it as well? Is that what you think?
Well, it doesn't sound like an entirely rational chain of events to me. You know, it's interesting. We're doing this quitting smoking thing, and quitting smoking is regarded as even a more intense addiction than heroin. So if there's any heroin listeners out there, we can help you quit heroin, too, just a step at a time.
Yeah, you know, it seems as though the cachet of that particular drug, if that's the right word, seems to be coming back a little bit. It's one of those you hadn't heard about for, I don't know, some time, but now it's making its way back into the headlines here in a tragic story about Josh Nelson. 4 weeks, 3 days since the 21-year-old was found unresponsive in the bathroom of a Fargo bar, his family... is on a mission to raise awareness about this particular situation, and that was a tragic ordeal. Doctors had declared him brain dead on July 26. He'd struggled with drug use since high school. Once talented Fargo South high school wrestler, started on a path of drug use with marijuana even before moving on to prescription drugs, and eventually stepped into the world of heroin.
Now, God bless his family for having the courage to overcome the personal shame and embarrassment that accompanies these things by talking about it. This is the way other people start to say, wait a minute, there's something wrong with my kid. Something is profoundly different in their habits, their sleep habits, their attitudes, their excitement levels. Folks, pay attention to your teenage kids. They can be in big trouble even in their early teens, and radical changes of behavior and interest and friends are very, very important clues. And I want to commend the Nelsons for going public, and may their work be result in saving some other lives.
His stepmom said, "I don't think people in this community realize how much of it is here, and how many young kids are doing it. I don't think the prescription pill problem is the issue anymore. It's moved on to heroin."
Wow.
These kids are overdosing. They're not calling 911. They're doing CPR on each other. It's one of the scariest aspects of heroin.
Well, it's an extreme depressant, you know. I mean, they used heroin to do surgery on people sometimes in the past.
Awful.
So it's not good.
Not good at all. President Obama said Wednesday the greatest unfinished business of the civil rights era was providing economic equality and opportunity to all Americans. Isn't there unfinished business from Martin Luther King's dream? Do you think he would say that that there's a lot of unfinished business from his dream? What'd you make of the speech, Mark?
I would say he would see his great love for his people. I think he would regard many aspects of their equality has been self-indulgence. The government has enslaved them. I think he would be indignant about the enormous rate of motherhood among the black community, the percentage on every healthy person on food stamps is a failure of the system. And the fact that Obama's rapid increase of, he can talk all he wants, but the fact that we have many, many millions more people dependent on the government than before he took over is the bottom line of utter failure. Equal, when he talks equal, he means crushing the rich, crushing the entrepreneurs. Abraham Lincoln, who was really the great inspiration to Martin Luther King, said you cannot make the weak strong by tearing down the strong. It doesn't work. If you kill the golden goose that provides the eggs of new jobs, there are new jobs. The goose is dead or fled to another country.
By the way, I saw, and I thought of you, a giant bust of Abe Lincoln south of Williston. I think it was, I'm trying to remember if it was south of Wanford City. I think it was between Williston and Wanford City.
A giant bust of Abe?
Yeah, it wasn't quite Mount Rushmore size. But it was right along 85, and I don't know why. If I would have had more time, I would have stopped.
I've got to go over there.
But, yeah, so if anybody knows what the heck's going on there, they better give us a call at 855-200-1776.
I'd like to go out there and yodel.
855-200-1776, if you can explain why Honest Abe is being revered along the roadways of Highway 85. I thought you'd appreciate that.
Do you know that Abe was quite a harmonica cat? He played the harmonica.
He did, huh?
Yeah, one day Stephen Douglas shows up with a big brass band in one of their debates in 1958 when Douglas beat him for Senate. And he says, "I don't need that." He pulls out his harmonica.
On the program today, we call What's On Your Mind, by the way. We're going to chat with John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and talk with him a little bit about what to do about Syria, where we're at with that. That's obviously the international crisis that is dominating headlines. We also have our conversation with Eric Cantor, the Republican leader who was in the Bakken yesterday at the invite of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Kevin will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Take your questions, and then we'll chat with Eric Cantor. About his
wow, what a great program you got lined up, guys.
To the Bakken, so that'd be fun. And, of course, we're going to talk food a little bit today, too. School lunches and some pushback on school lunches. And also the, I don't think it's happening here, but there evidently is some fast food strikes set for cities nationwide. Fast food workers are...
Yeah, I got the USA Today. There's already going on.
Now,
front
here's my
page
question.
Of the USA Today.
Whose side are you on in that dispute? The burger flippers or the folks who offer them a job at a wage they can say, yes, I'll take it, or no, thank you, I don't want it.
You know, I believe there needs to be entry-level opportunity for teenagers and young people. I think we need to have two tiers of minimum wage, but I believe that the minimum wage is just fine, thank you, for entry-level work to teach people and to show that they don't appreciate it. The very act of striking against their employee is an act of ingratitude. This is a function of the entitlement mentality. You know, two people can live together, making $8 an hour, $9 an hour, $10 an hour, have a really nice apartment, and have a decent life until they learn. And if they work hard at McDonald's, you talk about a growth industry. You work hard, you can be a manager. Pop your income another couple hundred.
We'll talk about that
300.
More today on the program. Mark's back with sports at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're back on the What's On Your Mind preview. I'm Scott Hammond along with Steve Bakken. Your dogs wake up in the middle of the night from that thunderstorm?
Oh, yeah, about 2:30. It's like, there's something going on. Heck of a fireworks show, though. God was at his best this morning.
I didn't wake up to about 4.
No,
you at the 2:30 in the morning stuff. Huh?
Yeah, it was rolling around. It started bumping in early. I started getting I get the text alerts because of the radio stations for EAS stuff and weather stuff. So got a little bit of a head start on it this morning. And what a fireworks show, though.
Did text wake you up?
Yeah, usually. I wake up to my phone. I that sound, it's in my head.
Well, I mean, if I allowed text to be on 24/7, I'd never sleep.
Well, it's just the alerts. I got a special alarm for alerts.
All right. So if you need to know, it wakes you up.
Yeah.
I got you. We're going to talk about food to start the program today. Is that because we're hungry or what?
Well, we're always hungry, but although you got to eat at Target Logistics yesterday, so I'm a little jealous about that. I love their food. But did you stop by a fast food place this morning on the way to work?
I didn't. I should have just for a little test. I have asked a question on our Facebook page whether or not folks got their Egg McMuffin this morning or not. There are a number of fast food workers that are striking across the nation. And the question I have is, whose side are you on? The burger flippers or the folks who offer them at a chain? Here's what I don't understand. Here's what I...
They want $15 an hour and be able to join a union.
Maybe it's my pea brain here, but if I own a McDonald's, as an example, and I say, here's what works into my business plan to pay you to flip those burgers, you don't have to take the job, right?
No, you don't.
Take the job or say, no, that's not enough. I want to do something else. To me, it's an entry-level position. You're not going to flip burgers for the rest of your life.
Hopefully. But
if you do, whatever.
All right. This ties into, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and I'm going to pretend you're Rick Berg, and I'm going to ask you, what's the minimum wage?
What is it now, 7 1/4 or something?
Well, here's the thing. Isn't that a minimum wage job? Is flipping burgers fast food? That's a minimum wage job.
Yeah, in most places. I mean, it's actually a little more than minimum wage in North Dakota because
$20 an hour if you go up in the oil patch, and they still can't keep the doors open.
But the point is you scale it to what,
Yeah.
You charge for a burger, and it's part of a business plan, and,
if that's your skill set.
But my point is, nobody's forced to take it. It's not like the gulag here. Take it. Do a job for $7.25 or else. Take it. If you like it, great. That's what the idea of striking because I'm not making enough flipping burgers is crazy. I had a job. You took the job.
And if you don't want to make what that job's paying, go get a different job. Oh, wait a minute. Your skill set doesn't allow you to go get a different job? Change your skill set.
Charles says, look, I'm with the owners here. If not, an $8.50 Egg McMuffin will give way to breakfast at home or in diners. That's the other thing. People eat cheap at fast food restaurants.
Fast. It's not always cheap, but it's convenient.
Well,
it's
cheaper
fast.
Than sit down, right? I mean, that's part of the.
It's not cheaper than cooking at home, but most people don't want to take the time to cook at home.
But it's
a mess.
But generally, it's more affordable than So the idea is, if we want double now, well then they have to charge more, and then people who make minimum wage then have a tougher time.
Tell you what, though, for an extra 10 minutes, I'd rather go to Kroll's or Little Cottage Cafe.
I'm all for the small-town place. Again, that's just a matter of choice. They obviously serve a need in the marketplace. And, again, aren't forcing anybody to work for them. Joel says, I'm never for strikes and almost always side with the owners, but do you need to call them burger flippers? Maybe that was a little harsh on my part, huh?
Well, yeah. Maybe. Maybe they work at Taco John's.
I think that's kind of cool. I don't, I flip burgers for, what are we going to call them, fast food specialists or something? We've got to give them a fancy schmancy name.
That must be the politically correct answer.
Yeah. The other food we're going to talk about today is school food. There's two scary words in the English language together.
Yeah. What was your favorite day when you were back in school?
I was not a fan of much of anything.
Pizza day.
Pizza day was not
pizza day. The frozen big squares of pizza that covered half the tray.
But it was, I didn't like it.
Really?
No.
Those were awesome.
Ugh.
I love pizza day.
I remember it being better than most of the fare they offered, but...
I remember in college.
Big square pieces, weren't they?
Yeah, the huge big square pieces.
Yeah.
They covered half the tray. You could actually get those at Grand Forks Grocery up in Grand Forks. We used to go get those when I was in college all the time.
This is another... This, to me, is another example of government gone wrong. I mean, the government ought to focus on the big things, not on dictating, schools. And, of course, they tied... what the nutrition should be to, the strings with paying for, kids that can't afford school lunches. And some school districts are opting out of the Michelle Obama's healthy school lunch program, even though they're losing federal dollars.
Yeah, but they're losing less federal dollars because the kids and the parents, because the kids aren't eating, are opting out of the school lunch programs. So if they're not paying for the school lunch programs, the school's losing money.
Jeff says, we can only hope. Do we really need or want the First Lady to tell us what our children should be eating for lunch? Thought she was a lawyer and not a nutritionist. So we're going to get some more comments from folks about that issue today on the program. 9:30, John Bolton will join us. You know, a bit of a brainiac on foreign policy and national security as the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. He's the one guy, when there's some big crisis, I always, you know, sort of lean in a little bit to say, what does he think? Because he very often just sort of has a common sense view on dealing with, you know, flashpoints around the world.
I like Bolton. No meat and potatoes guy. No nonsense.
Yeah.
A straight shooter. He'll tell you like he thinks.
So we'll get his take on what's going on and welcome your feedback from that. We moved our talk radio town hall to Thursday, so Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for a couple segments in the 10 o'clock hour, and then we have that interview that we did yesterday with Eric Cantor after his tour of the Bakken, so we can find out what he learned, what he's going to do with that information. Also,
that's the key. What is he going to do with that information? How is he going to purvey that information to Washington and try to get that word to the White House? You know, with what's going on in Syria right now, they're talking oil prices being up over $150 a barrel possibly because of what's going on in Syria. Is there anything more timely that points out we need to have our own resources capitalized in this country from a security standpoint? We should be at the point right now where we don't have to rely on anybody else. We could be an exporter of energy, not an importer.
I posted a photo yesterday of him speaking to a group in Williston at the Pierpaw Lodge, and to mention we'd have him on the program. I'm amazed that people are anti-politician these days. And there were some kind of snide comments about go home and liberal Republican sellout, you know, Cantor's a tool. You know?
I'll admit, I a lot of his rhetoric, I wasn't a big John Boehner fan, and I became a Boehner fan when him and Cantor were going at it throat to throat last year.
Well, I think here's my deal. You know, I don't worship at the altar of any politician, left, right, or indifferent, right? I mean, they're just, they put their pants on one leg at a time. But when you're the Republican leader and you're in the Bakken, you know, that's a good thing.
Yes.
I mean, the information. Yeah, exactly.
Any opportunity right now for what's going on, and I've said this all along, is I would rather have an entire Washington filled with North Dakotans than anywhere else.
Amen.
If we have an opportunity to bring them here, bring them here.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Well, on with a What's On Your Mind preview edition. Congressman Kevin Cramer, your candidate Republican leader, on his trip to the Bakken yesterday. John Bolton on Syria and what we do. Coming up on the program, we're going to talk food, fast food workers striking. I'm not sure if any of that's happening around here. If you had trouble getting your Egg McMuffin this morning, let us know. And also a school lunch program today. We'll tackle all those topics. Can't wait to weigh in on any of them. 855-200-1776. And you can also help me solve the mystery of why a giant Abe Lincoln bust is along 85, south of Williston. Dying to know. It was south of Williston because I was on my way to Watford City and we were running a little bit late, and so far I didn't get a chance to stop. So I just remembered it's between Williston and Watford, south of Williston, on 85, right along the road. There was some kind of signage with it, but I'm trying to give you a sense of the size. Not Mount Rushmore big, but not like, a statue you'd see on a lawn either. I mean, big. Big bust of Abe Lincoln. Thinking maybe it could be the next tourist mecca.
Well, I'm planning on going out to the Black Hills and to Mount Rushmore. Maybe we can swing through there and have a preview of coming attractions.
There's one of Teddy, at Dickinson. And it looked like a similar kind of size and whatnot. So, got Teddy Roosevelt, we got Abe Lincoln. You can find the faces. Everybody confuses North Dakota and South Dakota anyway. Who most famously just did that? Somebody. It always happens.
Obama. It's always his fault. He blames Bush for everything. We might as well blame him for everything.
There you go. Exactly.
Bob Beckel actually was blaming Bush last night about our current economic situation. And just thought, boy, gets a little old.
Yeah, no kidding. Amazing how they play that card oh so often. Twins didn't fare so well last night, did they?
No, thump, thump, thump. Perez gets four hits, two homers, had his happiest day of his professional life, and they beat the Twins 8-1, and both Willingham and Morneau are not hitting. I think they're depressed. Living in this limbo about are they going to get traded and trade deadline September 1st. We're going to come back after Labor Day and find out probably that the Twins that aren't doing so well are going to be even weaker because of some big fish gobbling them up, like the Yankees or the Pirates. The contending teams, Detroit, Boston, Tampa Bay, even the Yanks still have hopes, Texas. So a lot of teams that are in contention. St. Louis, Pittsburgh is really within striking distance. They're the ones that are even mentioning Cabrera, are some of our best pitchers. I'm nervous about that. But that's life, I guess, in the big leagues.
So Royals win, Twins lose. That's a bad one. We could talk a little bit about football because, of course, you're either a Sioux fan or a Bison fan for the most part in these parts. Obviously, there's others. There's the Dragons and the Cobbers and, you know, lots of other folks out there that have different allegiances. But there's a, you know, always a great deal of interest in the Sioux and the Bison football. And the Bison have Kansas State. So that's going to be a big one. And, of course, the Sioux are cranking up as well. They don't know who their quarterback's going to be yet. That's always kind of fun when you have a little quarterback controversy. I don't know if folks are rooting for the Detroit Lakes standout, Joe Mulberg. He, by the way, standout Detroit Lakes quarterback, gave his verbal commitment to the University of North Dakota, a major recruiting coup for the football program. How about that?
That's just great.
Yeah, and so he is he's the quarterback of the future. Now the question is, who will play this weekend?
Right.
You don't have a dog in that fight, do you?
I have to say, and forgive me, you know, to Dustin and others, but I lived in Grand Forks for a long time. My son graduated from UND. My father used to teach medical students there, and I really got drawn into the Sioux. Their hockey, their hockey is just spectacular over the years, and I lean Sioux. I'm sorry, folks, but I do, and it's a matter of association, you know, like all of these relationships you develop, you connect the dots in some way or another. I know a guy who won't be playing football, Manziel, Heisman Trophy winner, is going to miss the first half of the opener because he was getting paid for signing autographs. How dumb.
What's the violation there? You're not supposed to get paid for signing autographs?
No, inadvertent violation. I don't know. The penalty appears to be brought a quick end to investigation. It could have ruined the seventh-ranked Aggies' upcoming season. Anyway, he's going to be expended simply for the first half of Texas A&M's opening game. So apparently there was some ambiguity in the charge. And another kind of non-football news, my favorite Williams sister lost. I like Venus better than Serena. I think she's been more queenly and more ladylike, a great tennis player, won first in the world for a while. She lost in the third set to a Chinese girl that really played beautiful tennis. The U.S. Open mostly got rained out. I love that. I love the U.S. Open. Federer, Murray, Nadal are still in. And they're great, great, exciting tennis players. I had some friends that used to spar, next door neighbors used to spar with Virgil Hill. And his son is going to fight. He is back, front page cover in the forum. His son is heavily tattooed, but really ripped. No body fat, and looks like he's going to make his pro boxing debut.
Heavily tattooed? Where did that come from?
Well, he's got his shirt off, and he's got about $12,000 worth of tattoos on him. I mean, it's really quite several birds and crowns and all kinds of verbiage.
Yeah, I'm looking at that photo. 23 years old, Virgil Hill Jr.
Yep.
Have you seen Virgil fight before?
Senior? I used to watch his senior fight. I never saw him in person, but I watched several of his fights on TV. He was a world champ in a couple of different weight levels.
It
he even fought a light heavyweight. He just owned the welterweight. He was just great.
He was one of the reasons that I had the opportunity to meet Don King, because Don King was involved in Virgil Hill's career for some time, and there was a fight in Bismarck that Virgil had. I forget who the fight was with, and so Don King was in town. Ed Schaefer was governor then. I don't remember the exact time frame, but I know Ed was governor. And one of my favorite little mementos is a photo of Ed Schaefer, Don King, Bruce Tellman, and myself. Bruce Tellman, the famed proprietor of the Red Pepper for years in Grand Forks. And Ed used to have a buffalo in his office at the Capitol. And the top of the buffalo had a bad hairdo, right? The hair kind of stuck up straight. And so he affectionately referred to or named the buffalo Don King, as I recall.
Well, did you ever look up at his head when you were talking to Don King? Did you ever notice your eyes wandering upward?
Well, it's hard not to, right? He had that famous do. But so it was kind of funny to have Ed and Don King and Bruce all there together. But That was fun. Bill Sorensen, you know, managed the career of Virgil Hill. Bill, the longtime mayor of Bismarck, and great magician and the promoter, and you know, just sort of man about town. He's actually in the Medora musical right now. He's one of the co-hosts of the Medora musical. So he spent a lot of years out there at Medora.
This is the last weekend out there, isn't it?
I think 2 weekends left.
Yeah.
Of the musical.
And folks, people get better and better when they're in a summer series like this. They really tighten up their and their harmonies get, you know, they're reaching towards their. What's really sad is we really get the best sometimes just before we're done. You know, another interesting sports story is after the champagne flowed, we have the inevitable. It's amazing how often this happens. After the clinching, the next game is usually kind of feeble, and Winnipeg. Amarillo, excuse me, thumped Fargo Moorhead Redhawks 12-2. This is like a syndrome, you know, the post wrap it up syndrome. So anyway, but they have locked up a playoff opportunity, folks, and we've got two more nights in town with the Redhawks, and two more games, and that's it in the regular season. But then the playoffs start.
All right. You know, I'm kind of ashamed of myself. I didn't get to a Twins game this year. I'd like to have gotten down there.
Neither did I, and I might do that. I'm speaking down in the Twin Cities on the ninth at a big tea party kickoff thing down there in Chanhassen. I really do. I don't feel like I feel like I've blown the summer if I don't see the Twins. But I did get to see the Redhawks, and that was a lot of fun.
And we're about out of season. I don't think there'll be much post game for the Twins. Do you, Mark?
Oh, the first round tickets are on sale, folks. That's just producer Chris just told me. So, folks, that is a great opportunity. And you know what? I'd be really surprised if they don't sell out because they had some sellout crowds already. You know, and I think capacity is over 4,800, something like that, maybe 5,000, but better call them. Newman Center, the Redhawks, you can go to their website and find out all the information. So we might have a Redhawks ticket giveaway in our second hour today. We might have a couple left of free tickets for tonight and tomorrow night's game.
I was checking the schedule
tomorrow night's game. Yeah.
In September for the Twins. When are you going to be down there speaking?
Monday night, the 9th.
Looks like they're home.
Well, then I think I'll go down there that weekend. I think I have to do that. Maybe me and my little daughter. Well,
it says LAA, one game on the 9th. What would LAA be?
Oh, that's the makeup team with the Angels.
What's that?
Angels.
Yep. Los Angeles Angels.
Why would they have one game with the Angels?
Because they got snowed out.
Wow. So they just pop it in for one game.
Yeah, that was the same thing that happened with the Mets. They intentionally leave gaps in their August, September schedules to make up rain missed games and snow missed games. And so we had one with the Mets, and I hope the one with LAA goes better than that Mets did. But
it's sandwiched between a three-game series with Toronto and Oakland on Monday the 9th. So you can you can take it in, Mark. That's a check of sports, my friends. I'll tell you more about what's to come on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't forget, Mark will be here back with the Common Sense Club later on the program, and he's going to get an answer on what the heck that Abe Lincoln bust is all about south of Watford City, too. So stay tuned. Weather's next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look. Because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote. And you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach at Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
AM 1090 KTGO. Here with the What's On Your Mind preview. Steve Bakken and I will crank up What's On Your Mind and be joined by K-Fire 550, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and take your calls. We're going to start with food. Then we're going to transition to Syria. Then we're going to talk about oil and farm bill and immigration and Obamacare and other issues with Congressman Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall. He'll join us and also talk a little bit about Eric Cantor's visit to the Bakken yesterday. We'll chat with Eric Cantor, the Republican leader as well, on the program. So all that coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind Straight Ahead. Active weather night last night everywhere and across the plains anyway. And right now we're looking at temperatures the valley side, 64 and some rain showers at this hour at 68 degrees in Grand Forks. Could use those rain showers pretty much everywhere. 73, some rain showers in Fargo-Moorhead at this hour as well. And Minot, 66 degrees. Tioga, 64. Sun and shining in both Minot and Tioga. Tell you about our weather forecast here. and what we can expect. We did anticipate some of these showers, and they were good enough for as we say, some thunderstorm warnings last night. Kept folks maybe up a little bit in the middle of the night, but didn't have a real good sense yet of what kind of rain shower activity we did have across the region as far as rainfall totals. But that was an active weather night without question. Trying to find these forecasts right here. Do I have these forecasts? Our most able staff is very good at sending me the forecast that I just assumed was going to be here now when it's time to read them to you. I don't have it in front of me, so I might have to go to a different place here to get that. My apologies, because if you're wanting the weather, I should probably get to the weather today. We will hit 91 degrees today in Fargo, and it will be some thundershower activities. I look throughout the day. It's until we get past the noon, 50% or better chance of showers through the 2 o'clock hour today. So there will be in the valley a lot of thundershower activity. Sun will be on by evening, and rain showers should end down to a 30% chance late in the afternoon, sun shining. Friday, 88 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Saturday, some thundershower activity, 88 degrees, partly sunny. Sunday, how about this, 72 degrees for the high on Sunday. Now, if we get some showers of, note today, and again on Saturday where there's a possibility, and then we get a little cooler day on Sunday, I bet we'll have some growers that will be just smiling that things won't be so bad weather-wise. Let's take a look at how things are looking in the oil patch. 64 at this hour, as I mentioned, partly sunny skies. It'll be 88 degrees today, and the thundershower activity is done. The sun is just going to shine for the remainder of the day, pretty much mostly sunny all day long, and hit that 88-degree mark mid-afternoon. Then for tomorrow, 90 degrees and sunny skies. By the way, tonight, 61 degrees in the patch. Tomorrow, 90 for a high, sunny skies, 57 for an overnight low Friday night. As we get into Labor Day weekend, sunny 79 on Saturday, and the same thing on Sunday. We're cooling off, 70 degrees. Temps, by the way, will get into the 40s at night, Saturday night and Sunday night. So there's a little hint that we are winding down August, and this heat wave may be breaking. We'll crank back up into the 80s next week. Labor Day Monday looks to be 81 degrees with sunny skies, overnight low of about 54 degrees in the oil patch. By Tuesday, 84 degrees with some cloud cover. So we will get back at least into the 80s next week as well. One road report to pass along from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Construction is continuing on North Dakota Highway 22 from the Loss Bridge north to North Dakota Highway 73 near Mandaree. Drivers hauling wide load should know the traffic lane widths are limited in the construction area and delays may be experienced. Wide loads are only allowed on the 15-mile segment of roadway if their destination is only accessible from North Dakota 22 construction project area. If you need an oversized permit, you got to contact the motor carrier permit office. Driving 85 at Highway 2, of course, a lot of folks that are driving that day in and day out know that that two-lane at Ray is really a bottleneck right now. And, of course, all of the construction on the widening of 85 Williston South is a handful. But that's just an everyday project in the patch. We know that. But driving it yesterday, especially through Ray, I guess it was through Ray the day before, Wednesday, but yesterday, 85 South, never ceased to be amazed at just the sheer volume of the infrastructure improvements that are going on the roadways, but the disruption they bring to the traffic. I would say overall traffic is, every opportunity I get, if you take the span of time, and when you're in the middle of it and you're in Ray and things are bottlenecked, it's not fun, right? Already waiting to, get off two and head to 85 South, at Williston, but if you just take a time lapse photography, over the last couple of years, it's slowly but surely better. And obviously, with all that road construction going on, the plan is for it to be even better than it is. So that's a good thing as well. Anyway, that's the weather. What's on your mind? Coming up next, jot this number down: 800-228-0550. We'll start with food. and then get to Syria. And then Congressman Kramer and Eric Cantor on his visit to the Bakken yesterday. Stay tuned.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.